Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Get your seats, get your popcorns, your headphones, whatever you need. Truth Be Told is in the building on the one and only DollhouseRadio.com, home of the hottest indie artists in the game. We got another amazing show for you the duration of this Sabbath day. Excuse me. Shout out to Israel. I am AC Golden Baby, all things at Golden Baby. Y'all be sure to follow me on Twitter at GoldenBaby. If you got something you want to say to us, you can hit us up at 646-595-4038 and be sure to press 1. I'll be lead host for the evening. But let me get the rest of the team in the building. Y'all know who they are. It's the real Mr. Time and the homegirl, Miss STL. Y'all let them know what it is and who it is.
Hey,
what's
yo,
up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You can check your girl out at MZ_STL at Twitter. Let's chop it up, baby.
Hey, yo. Blocker. To the body, one to the head. What's up? It's the real Mr. Time in the motherfucking building. Hey, yo, hit me up on Twitter at the real Mr. Time, or hit me up via email at STLOUISMOBSTER. That's St. Louis Miles, the 314 at gmail.com. Big baby, what's popping, y'all? What's good?
In the building, baby, in the building.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'm sitting over here marveling at Mother Nature right now.
Oh, shit.
Man, just blew down this huge tree, like crushed the fence. I'm like, oh my God, is it live out there like that? Oh yeah, man, it's messy out there. Yeah, man, we got the line down in the yard. I said, oh shit, oh that's too close. That's too close. I don't like that though. You know what I'm saying? That's a little close.
No doubt about it. Well, we definitely happy to be in the building. To all the listeners out there, we definitely appreciate y'all tuning in with us week after week, and about it. And once again, let me shout out the beautiful and lovely Miss India Morrell, owner of Dollhouse Radio, and Angela Royalty for holding down the boards for us. We do got to get into a few announcements, don't we, guys?
Yeah, okay. But you know I'm holding down the boards, baby. I'm holding down the boards. Oh, yes.
Over there. Driving it like it's hot, baby.
What the fuck? Hey, we got this. What we finna? You said some announcements?
For sure, for sure. Let's go ahead and get to it. Y'all keep it locked. We'll be right back for more Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Divas ain't lawyers. We know that. Anyway, welcome back to Truth Be Told on DollhouseRadio.com. You are tuning in with the hottest collective of radio hosts on the planet. That's myself, Golden Baby, the real Mr. Time, and Miss STL, where shit gets real in the field and only the truth is told. And we definitely appreciate those who are currently tuned in right now. And if you want to talk to us, you know you can hit us up at 646-595-4038. Press that 1, and feel free to share your Truth Be Told moments at any point in the show. Now it's time for us to get into the great segment we like to call Hot Topics. Since I am the lead host this evening, I figured I'd go ahead and kick that off for y'all. So,
shit.
Apparently, Young Jeezy uses partials, or what I like to call. I like to call them false teeth, you know what I'm saying? So, I happened to catch a picture of the Atlanta native rapper smiling with a huge gap and a lot of gums, but no front teeth in his mouth. And it
there
was surfacing around the internet. Yeah, straight gums, no teeth, you know what I'm saying? So it prompted me to look more into the story, okay? So a few days ago, a couple days ago, Jeezy was performing at a show, and something that he did apparently caused him to lose his teeth. Now, it's not clear as to whether or not he was hitting the mouth accidentally or if the teeth just simply came loose and fell out of his grill, you know, out of his mouth. But either way, the picture has surfaced, and as we knew, it would, because he is a celebrity. And it's gone viral. So, have y'all seen the picture?
I just heard
about it. I don't know if y'all seen the picture, man, but the shit is really crazy. You know what I'm saying? Miss Tyler, I know you seen the picture.
Yeah, I did see the picture. That threw me off, threw me for a loop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Truth be told, man, you know what I'm saying? A truth be told moment, if it had been for me, I would have picked the motherfuckers up right on stage, got right back on beat, and finished my shit, because ain't no way in hell.
Well, they said
you know,
he finished the show, but he didn't put the teeth
yeah,
back in.
Right. I mean,
shit happens. The show must go on. Shit happens. You know what I'm saying? He won't be the first or the last, you know what I'm saying, person that happened to. Shit, when Mama D was doing her thing, trying to get her sing on, her tooth came flying out her mouth, and she kept it going. You just got to, hey, but he got too much money for that cheap shit, though. He should have them implants, that snap-in shit. That shouldn't have never happened. Fired
That's
it.
True.
Ooh.
But I think you brought up a great point a second ago, right? Because what are you laughing for? I'm just saying. I mean, as celebrities, you know, we always think, okay, this shit shouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? But they're just humans. They're just regular people. And like you said, shit does happen. So, I mean, it's to be expected that some shit could happen like that. I mean, as an artist, you can imagine how much shit they go through or have gone through, like falling up steps or just embarrassing shit that they just got to get over. You know? What
hey,
about...
Man.
Ace Hood, when his motherfucking watch fell off on the red carpet at an award show.
This
shit just clinked the top of his shit.
No, man.
That's a watch. That's your teeth.
Right.
You like, that's different. That's different. Yeah.
That's straight fucking embarrassing. And like I said, Jeezy's got too much change to not make sure something like his teeth being secure to his mouth is not on point. I'm sorry.
Hey,
truth be told.
On some real shit, man. Fucking, I'm with y'all today, but fuck embarrassment. You know what I'm saying? When you get embarrassed, you know what I'm saying, you get in your emotions, and don't nobody want to see, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers get in their emotions, and people body take over where, you know, may produce some tears, and you ain't really crying, but you done got in your feelings, where it seems like you done tapped into, you know what I'm saying, so, at the end of the day, man, he no doubt should have some damn implants in, you know what I'm saying, hell, you know, shit, Denzel got his teeth fixed. So I don't know how they did that, if they put implants in or whatnot, but come on, man, you know what I'm saying? But the shit happens. Fuck it. He manned up. He beat up on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That brings me to my next question. Is niggas really getting money? Well, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he definitely gets some change.
I mean,
no doubt about that.
He
gets
some change, but is niggas' habits,
Are their
habits more than what they can afford, basically? Are they living beyond their means, so to speak? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
because just because
like
you
this,
can afford something, well, you say
sorry.
After something like this, what? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say after something like this, maybe he needed an eye-opener. He's going to reprioritize. Before he step out of that motherfucker, he's going to be all in the mirror, shaking them, poking them, biting them, You feel what I'm saying? That's going to reprioritize every fucking thing he thought about, because that's some crazy shit. You just talking your shit, flap out your mouth. Motherfuckers done, it takes the focus off of the artist, not that he couldn't get back to it because he's Jeezy,
but it does rattle
a motherfucker.
Hey, y'all know it was some ignorant people in the crowd, though.
That's
so
what I'm saying. I know they was laughing. I know they was
shit.
Laughing.
Pick up your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Pick up your teeth.
I know they was driving his
teeth.
Ass, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
How many motherfuckers was recording it, taking pictures?
Right.
It's some footage out there. Y'all already know it. They even if they were late, the teeth were still laying down. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
They had
and, you know what I'm saying?
To snap that picture.
Hey, on some, you know, son of a pimp shit, man. Should have had his lady came out there, picked them teeth up and put them back in. Fuck it. Gee, that shit.
I'm here, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? But,
I'm here.
Man, he just put my teeth back in.
Hey, that's what, like my homie say, hey, shout out Cody. All gums, no teeth, baby.
Fuck it.
You got to be yourself. You got to live.
Hey, It is what it is, man.
It is, man.
Shout out to
Jeezy. It just kind of fucked up to see Lil Jeezy like that, dog. You know what I'm saying? He too young for that shit, dog. Fuck you been doing, dog?
Hey, man.
I mean, he could have got, he's supposed to be a street cat. Could have got his shit knocked out, you know, back when they used to bang over shooting everybody up. Maybe he
well,
was a street
cat like
that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Might have caught some, you know what I'm saying?
They say he was a soft one, though, man. They say he was a soft boy.
Yeah,
he was fucking with them. BMF cat.
They say,
you know what I'm saying? But
they said out of all of them, he was like the soft nigga. He wouldn't fight or nothing. He really wasn't about that life. He just was under niggas that he felt could protect him. What you think about that?
Oh, come on. The snowman?
I believe it. I'm telling you.
Cool.
Nigga don't cross
me. I've heard that, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know. You know, shit.
Man,
gotta hear from the horse's mouth. So,
you ain't gonna never hear from the horse's mouth.
I hope he got his teeth in good.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, that nigga gonna be
that's
what
crazy,
I said earlier, that nigga gonna be talking with all S's.
Hey, that's just as bad, you know what I'm saying, if y'all mind me on truth be told moment, you know what I'm saying, when I went to go see Alicia Keys, you know what I'm saying, when she came to the service and Neil was on stage and he almost dropped his dancer, and his dancer was like, her head was like just touching the stage, he caught her right in time, so she didn't bust her fucking shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Saber
I mean,
writer.
The look on her face was priceless is what I'm doing, and that look, and when I noticed she was good, man, I bellowed out a laugh out this world. I was laughing with her because it was hilarious. Now, if she got hurt, I wouldn't have laughed. I wouldn't even thought about laughing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, bada bing, bada boom. I just had to get that off truth be told moment. You know what I'm saying? So that definitely was embarrassing. But he G'd that shit up. You know what I'm saying? He could have hit a little Daryl or something. I mean,
yeah, good. And he's still sitting on them M's. He need to take some of them M's and get some implants. That's what you need to do.
Man, let's not drive.
She ain't nowhere near no millionaire. She got them implants. She ain't got them little polydent dentures. She got that snap in shit. It ain't coming out. Let's work. You know what I'm saying?
It happens for a reason. Like you said, he'll prioritize. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? When he was putting that shit off, you know what I'm saying? And saying, fuck it, I'm just going to get them instead of getting them implants. And all of a sudden, now he's like, damn, fuck that, I'm getting them implants.
Yeah.
So,
nigga thought it was
that
should never ever happen again, bro.
Shit. Or maybe he just go without him from this point forward. Shit, maybe he'll G that shit for real. I mean, fuck
right.
it.
Right.
No.
Fuck
real
it,
right.
leave it out. Fabulous got
on
money.
Some ODB shit.
Yeah. Fetty Wap got one. Ah, he could have got another. Ah, he got enough change, man.
Man, you know what?
That nigga.
Truth be told.
I'm saying, but he could have got another eye, a working eye.
You know they got false eyes. You can get a false eye.
Damn.
And they look.
Damn.
I know somebody with one. That shit looks real.
Hold on, he told me.
I didn't know.
Hit me to the handicap game, nigga. What else they got out there in the handicap game?
Oh yeah, you can get, like, if somebody loses an eye, you can get like your same eye color and everything. He has one. He can take.
What about arms and legs
out.
And shit? Can niggas walk again? They got there yet?
He getting that.
What?
You
other than
limbs,
prosthetics?
They can
limbs?
Give you limbs and shit.
Is that nerve
you know what I'm saying? Shit.
No, I don't. No, that's straight machine. Straight. Oh,
that's crazy. Or,
you know what I'm saying? But, no. Yeah. Hey, I mean,
that's
it's
crazy.
All in work. People want to spend their money.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, to some people, it might be worth the investment. But I think Fetty, like, fuck that eye. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm straight.
I think it's his signature.
I don't know. It is. Hey, it is.
Even though I don't particularly care for the guy.
We got a call on hold. We actually got two calls on hold. We about to take this.
Let's take those.
Let's take. We'll get one. Then we got to take that 420 smoke break.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Area
so
code
whoever
301.
Is, hold on.
Hello?
What's up, y'all?
Boss.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, salute.
Hey, guys.
What's good?
Hey, it's Indiana.
That's awesome.
Just wanted to call. Yes.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, guys.
How's
hey.
The boss,
so I
lady?
Wanted to comment. I wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about with the legs. Yes.
Oh.
They have anything that you need. If you have money, you can have anything made and done. Put it like that.
Yep,
the Real Housewives of New York is a girl on there who she's missing, like, her leg. I don't know if y'all ever seen her. But
I'm
she
familiar.
Got money. Her dad is rich as hell, okay? They all got money. She has a fake, and you would never know. Like, she walks, and she walks on it, everything, and she takes it off. So they have anything. Anything. If you got money, they got it. They can make it. So...
But words from the boss lady, if you got paper, you can get it.
As long as you got that dough right, me can make it happen.
That's right.
Exactly.
Money talk, bullshit walk. You get
right,
it
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye.
Salute, boss lady. As a ghost, you got to catch her when you can.
Hello. Yeah, and got to love her. Hey.
It's about 420. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah,
420,
we got to get that break in. What we got? What you got for us, Tomer?
Hey, man, we going to get into that, Raphael. Stay lit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, hey, smokers unite. You got it. Light it.
Smoking
blaze that shit. $5 you can get. You can smoke as much as go up, baby. Let's get
Let me roll up. Let it
to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups,
I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my god,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah, no.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit.
Yo, y'all know that's the motherfucking 420 Truth Be Told Anthem Stone. We stay lit in this bitch. You are tuning in to Truth Be Told on the one and only DollhouseRadio.com, home of the hottest indie artists. We're back for more. Shout out to the boss lady, Miss Annie Morrell, for calling in to check in with us. We definitely appreciate your feedback. It's always welcome. We love you. And if you want to talk to us, you can also hit us up at 646-595-4038. Press 1 to share your Truth Be Told moments, or just to say what's up is perfectly fine. You know we love our fans. We're about to get back into the Hot Topic segment because I know the real Mr. Tom and Miss STL got some heat for us. So, Mr. Thomas, why don't you go and kick us off because you had something you wanted to say.
Oh, damn, you're going to pass me the mic. Okay, that's what's good. Interesting. Hey, peep this. Floyd Mayweather attended a Trump rally at the Winter Aviation Building, which is located in Youngstown, Ohio, one regional airport in Vienna, Ohio. That's between Philadelphia and Cleveland, Ohio. Okay. So Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? Mayweather, like the rest of us, witnessed, you know what I'm saying, the hatred that goes on when it comes to the people of color and how the people of color are treated at the Trump rallies. So, you know, Floyd decided to show up, you know what I'm saying? He showed up with a head scarf, one of the most head scarfs, with 12 strong entourage, and was quote saying, "I'm just a little Muslim lady. Anybody want to try to punch a Muslim?" There was no response. So he tried again. I said, "Anybody want to punch a Muslim? Come on, take a shot. Money's ready." You know what I'm saying? So
right.
From that point, you know, Floyd walked around, you know what I'm saying, walked around for about 45 minutes, you know, looking people directly in their eyes, you know what I'm saying, their eyes, and still saying, you know what I'm saying, you got a problem with a little Muslim lady, you know. So he did that for 45 minutes. Only one person stepped, you know what I'm saying, that was reported. You know, it was a guy, they said, in a white cowboy hat, not a white cowboy hat, but in a cowboy hat. He approached Floyd and made made a 5 second stare down, you know, pretty much had a 5 second quick stare down. You know what I'm saying? Then he noticed, obviously, oh shit, this Floyd Mayweather. So, you know what I'm saying? They said he backed off, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, Floyd ended up, when he walked around 45 minutes, turned around at the crowd and said, "I thought so," and walked out the building. They say stormed out the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Money Mayweather.
Oh my God.
Hey, that's
it. Come on, man. It ain't what you do. It's how you do what you do. And what was the point in that? What were you trying to? I don't understand. I'm trying to understand what was he trying to accomplish by doing that.
He accomplished what he was trying to accomplish. He walked right in and did what the fuck he set out to do.
And right. Those people don't come to those rallies to be violent. They don't come up and say, you know,
well,
hey, does anybody
right.
want
they
to fight? You're right.
CNN?
No, you're right, though. But lately, people have been violent, and I think that statement he was trying to make by doing that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he put his life on the line by doing that because a motherfucker could have killed him for real. But I'm just saying.
Why come in there and say that? Why not come in there and be like Black Lives Matter? And you know what I'm saying? Why come in there in that kind of garb? Trying to pretend to be another
because you
ethnicity,
know what
you know
you,
what I'm saying?
Because you know why because that's what gets attention, because ignorance gets attention, and obviously Black Lives Matter is not making enough noise. They don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? So they're not taking it serious enough. I mean, I guess that was his tactic. I mean, he's a fool anyway. Dude is a live wire. So he walked in, shit, what was on his heart? Shit, he did what he felt like doing. Plus, he probably thought it was something funny, too, at the same time, because he ignorant.
That shit ain't
but at
funny.
The same time, but I'm just saying, to well, to him, shit, it was, you know what I'm saying? The dude is a live wire, man, so.
I mean, I look at the big picture. It's like, you know what I'm saying, the nonviolent movement to the, you know what I'm saying, by all necessary movement. You know what I'm saying?
It's
to the point where, you know, like you said, it's a presentation of it all. And Floyd being Floyd, I respect the man from how he did it. You know what I'm saying? You make a valid point. I do agree, Ms. Estia, but, I mean, look at the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? That they shit, the white man fear the you know what I'm saying, the Muslims more they fear us. You know what I'm saying? They feel like these niggas ain't really going to do shit. But the Muslims ain't going to, hey, you fuck with, they like the Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? The Mexicans the same way. They peaceful people, too. Not to say the Muslims ain't. They believe in what they believe in. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they fear them more than they fear us. You know what I'm saying? And for all the hatred that Donald Trump is throwing out there, you know, he's speaking the shit that they think. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Pretty soon he'll be saying lynch him. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at the rallies, like when the black man leaving and shit, you know what I'm saying, white man stole on the black man was leaving like he was told. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, you know what I'm saying, he got the right to say
and
whatever the
peaceful.
Fuck he want to say, but he's abiding by the rules as far as getting out. And he got
and he
hit.
Was moving
he got
peacefully, like you said. You said peaceful. You know what I'm saying? That was a that
come
was
on
a
now.
Good.
And then I mean, and then Donald Trump's talking about, you know what I'm saying, I'll get you out of jail, basically. I'll pay your bond. I'll bail you out. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. The dude is bad for the country. You know what I'm saying? And
he,
I actually kind of liked the dude, but I knew it was something about him. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of see, you know, he don't give a fuck about us.
The only thing thus far that has really hurt him is his views on abortion. But other than that, you know, but that's a whole different, I ain't going to get off into that. But
are you
just the way
Trump?
That, yeah. Am I defending Trump?
Yeah. You said the only thing you said
like
is what
Trump.
He said about abortion.
I said the thing that has hurt him the most out of all the things he said is what he said recently about abortions.
I mean, he's,
that out of
Donald
all
Trump
the, all
has
the
insulted
things.
People. He's talked bad to women.
Exactly,
he's talked
exactly,
dirty to women
and
like
he's,
that.
He's remained in the lead the whole time until recently what he said
in
regards to abortions and punishing women. But anyway, back to Mayweather, I think that was a stupid-ass move. I think he's an idiot anyway, so whatever. That's views of Ms. STL does not reflect that of Dollhouse Radio. Yeah,
I mean, you're right. Like you said, everybody's got like an asshole. I mean, what's your saying, Ms. STL?
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, and that was mine.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I'm not knocking up his ass. Shut my mouth wide open. You hear me, truth be told.
Right.
I mean, for real. So, oh my God. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I can go on about Donald Trump. He done said some foul stuff. You know what I'm saying? He done insulted everybody. know what I'm saying?
Stupid motherfucker.
I mean, all this shit accumulates. You know what I'm saying? How you going? And then it's the people that support him. What it say about them? They feel the same way he does. They gravitating towards the person that you know what I'm saying, that reflects their views.
That's what I'm saying. That says a lot about
America.
The country is going in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where we at, man? Where are we headed? And we've been talking about this, y'all, for the last few weeks here and there, touching on this, what state we in, man. This is a state of emergency. And the country is really in a bad shape, man. We're not.
Right.
Man, this shit is crazy.
Blood.
The mind state is fucked up.
I mean,
the perception is fucked up. And our reality is fucked up. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is. And you know what I'm saying? You just look at it. I always point out the fact that ever since we had a black president, there's not a white person that I've heard, even the close ones to me, not say that prejudice don't exist no more. Racism doesn't exist no more. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear it no more. It's become obsolete. You know, like Martin Luther said, move darky. You know what I'm saying? That's the attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they feel that way, they're going to project it. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to back in the day, they just might not look at you, but nowadays they look at you like, we 30 strong, there's only two of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, it was a movie. You know how black people used to laugh about it, how white people kind of act fearful of black people, you know what I'm saying, when they're around them or whatever. But now white people... Oh, I think it was that girl Wendy right here. You know, she a fool. That girl on the game or some shit. Oh, damn, y'all just ain't scared of us no more. It was so funny. Y'all just can't. But that's how it is though. Like they're not. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's afraid of no. Everybody feeling themselves. Everybody nuts is big. You know what I'm saying? Right now, and I don't know what it is, but niggas is on a. The world is just mad.
I think a lot of people just fell into self-preservation mode. That's what the fuck it's about right now, self-preservation. You have to look out for me,
right,
myself,
right.
And I.
That's true. I mean, that's where
you got your family,
anything.
But you still got to look out. You still have to look out for yourself in the end. Real talk, truth be told.
It's for the simple. I mean, everything's got to the fact, to the point. Like I just pointed out, since 2008, since it's been official, ever since Obama's been sworn in, you know what I'm saying, it's been an attitude, like, you know what I'm saying, in a sense they feel like we ain't got no president. You can tell how that goes when you mention his name here. Somebody, they don't give a care how you feel once they say what they say. You know what I'm saying? So
the fact of the matter is
everybody's getting to the point where, you know what I'm saying, they legalizing guns across the board pretty much. And you know what I'm saying, just like I was just watching, I forgot, you know what I'm saying, the brother was talking that, you know what I'm saying, the white folks had illegal guns and I think it was Mr. Farrakhan. I think I was watching a video for him and us black folks, we got the illegal guns in the hood. You know what I'm saying? They run around with the legal ones. So hell yeah, they feel more fear because they had a gun to protect themselves. Then you got to look at that law of Florida. That's gonna be across the board. It's really across the board. Period. You know, the right to defend yourself. Period. You know what I'm saying? But if we can't use that, you know what I'm saying? If we can't say we've defended ourselves. Oh no, it's a conspiracy. You hear me? Truth be told.
Come on.
I mean, you look at the big picture. That's why it's like it is. You know, we got a black president. They feel like, you know what I'm saying, I hate all y'all, you know, I can't stand y'all, you know what I'm saying?
What better time to wreak havoc, to do all this crazy shit than when a black president, somebody you can blame it on, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and you know what I'm saying, the one that actually, I feel, could fix the country. I mean, he made some bad calls, like,
I don't know,
you know what I'm saying?
People really are fools, or if they just playing fools, because all he's doing is just playing on people's fears with what he's saying. Like,
oh,
all the stuff that he, Trump, that's, you know what I'm saying? He's playing on people's fears, trying to say, oh, well, I'm going to undo everything Obama did, and I'm going to redo it this way, and I'm going to, I mean, the dude is a fucking idiot, man. I mean, really, his whole campaign is running off his own money, and I hope, you know what I'm saying, it burned a nice little hole in his pocket. Not that it would, you know what I'm saying, it would take a lot, but a presidential campaign is very, very expensive, and he doesn't really have anybody backing him. He's like in his own, and the GOP doesn't even want to back him. When your own party doesn't want to back you, give the
Christie
fuck up.
Christie backed him.
He going to buy his way in the office, and all white people care about is getting this black man out of office and restoring good old white America. That's how they feel right now, and that's fucked up. but it's how they feel. They just want, when they say we just want a good old America back, they talking about white supremacy, goddammit. I don't give a fuck.
Man, Donald Trump, no, make, Donald Trump makes George Bush look like a saint, George W. Bush.
Right, right, he does.
I know, right?
Makes him look like a saint. Yeah,
I know, right?
That dude, he's bad for the country. He ain't going to get in. I don't care who he runs, whether it's Bernie or Hillary, he ain't getting in. You know what I'm saying? Because he'll have the world at war.
Right.
We'll actually have a world war. You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine somebody like him being at the button to make the shit go down? Can you imagine having somebody like him to turn the key and push the button?
Man, he puts us all at risk. You know what I'm saying?
He puts
the risk. So,
for everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, under his fucking authority, man, we can't trust nothing. We can't trust
anybody who can get on social media and get in a dick slinging contest is not
right.
To be a leader. Truth be told, I'm done.
To
you
really
have a dick slinging contest?
Yeah,
talking
real.
About pink. Oh, come on, man. Come on, dude.
Now, who
come
does
on,
that
man.
In a presidential election? He's talking about,
right.
You know, that he also meet Bob type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because dude got no filter, man. He's sick with it. He got no filter. He going to send us all straight to hell.
That's what he going to do. That's it.
Yep.
And they see it. They didn't
New
say
Babylon.
No, GLP
I ain't going down with him. Got me fucked up.
I ain't going
GLP
with
right
now.
Either.
I ain't going down
want,
with you, bro.
They don't want this flunky.
Bitch, we ain't going.
They don't want this flunky. They don't want a flunky in that position. He's a flunky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He don't know how to conduct business he know how to conduct business, but he get on the main stage and he goes for white America, and you know what I'm saying?
He know how to conduct whole business, man. That man into buying prostitutes and snorting cocaine. That's it. That's what they do. And drinking whiskey or scotch or some shit, whatever the fuck his likes to his liking. Asshole
no,
ass nigga.
The finest cognac.
Right.
Man.
Asshole.
Crazy.
Man, you need to know we don't like you on this show.
We got to vote. We got to vote.
Well, we do.
That's it. There you go, Tama. Thank you. Just get out here. Just because there's no black person running for office,
y'all come
on
with me.
Here.
I'm going to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
But you know what? I ain't got to do that. Fuck it, I'm moving. I'm just moving to Denver. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to stay high dealing with him.
Oh, you know what? No.
I just
saw an article today, man. Missouri's jumping on board, man. We finna be all the way legal real soon. We straight up across the board.
Really? They said they was fighting it. They
yeah,
going
but
it.
That was a couple months ago when we was talking about that. Now we going. It's
yeah,
done.
I'm talking about. Hey,
go Missouri.
If they want to find a way to make up that revenue from the Rams leaving, and they're trying to figure out, they're scrambling, trying to figure
out.
Yeah,
they're trying to figure out how to get it.
That's how the fuck you get it. Let's get on board with this shit. I mean, it's other states doing it. Get on board. You're trying to find out about the revenue. The soccer team is up in the air. You out of $16 million on what you had to spend trying to – for architects and stuff trying to put this together just for
your
them to fucking leave. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best way you can get your revenue back. I guarantee you'll make all that shit up in 1 year.
Hey, they're going to put somebody in that stadium. I promise you they're going
to
do something with that.
Go to the polls, man. That's all it's about, man.
They're going to do something with that stadium because they damn sure ain't going to leave it for the homeless.
Oh, well, you know Stan Kroenke, you know he's eligible to buy that stadium. And
I forgot the date, but
he's eligible to buy the stadium for $1. Did you know that?
What?
$1.
Hey, man, that's another
you
subject.
You gotta be kidding.
Man.
That's an insult, ain't it?
Not. Ain't that an insult?
It's a
you
part of
an insult to injury,
it's a part
man.
Of his contract. Look it up.
Hey,
it's a part of his contract. They were just talking about it.
Hold up, Miss Estia. We finna go to a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Just through it. You know what I'm saying? Man, let's do Mila J, Friends, off the Cover Girl mixtape, you know what I'm saying, Dollhouse Radio Spotlight Artists. That's crazy. $1? Get the
$1
out of here.
$1.
So disrespectful. You see how I do it?
Read your contract, people.
We can't even buy 1 liter for $1. Ain't that crazy?
It is.
Ain't that a bitch?
But you can get 3 books for $1. I tell you that.
Why? Yep.
Playing it cool, you were playing. I know I wasn't the only one you messed with, but it was good, I was on to the next one. I remember when you started checking up, boy, you must have learned your lesson. Trying to tell me how I always was a blessing. Stayed in the obvious, but you guessed it. Oh, yeah, I got you. Too bad I'm vibing, nigga, I'll be fine without you. Guess you found out all the mother was about shit, and now you're gonna wish it's time chasing me, nigga, please. Ain't no need to waste your time being caught up over me, nigga, please. I don't wanna hear about it, you can tell your friends about it.
Go tell your friends about it.
Now you wishing you was with me living life so tough. Even all your friends that I was cool with, they don't know that you be on that bullshit. Even though they didn't think that I was stupid, you did. But I ain't tripping, just don't push it. It's cool, I'ma focus on my vision. Cause you only get one pass and you use it. You use it, amusement. So funny how you used to say, have a look. So stupid, and it's so amusing. Your effort is so useless, and now you're gonna waste your time chasing me. Nigga, please, ain't no need to waste your time being caught up over me. Nigga, please, I don't wanna hear about it. You can tell your friends about. Fucking bitches, now you wishing you were with me, living life so chill. Oh, what the fuck was you thinking? You probably wasn't even thinking. Oh, yeah. Now you gotta tell your friends about it. You gotta tell them how you fucked up on the inside. Bitch like me, what the fuck was you thinking?
Yo, that was the shit. That's Milo J with Friends, right? You're tuning in to Truth Be Told on the one and only DollhouseRadio.com. Hottest radio station for the home of any artist. We're back for more. If you want to talk to us, please hit us up, 646-595-4038. Press 1. Share your Truth Be Told moments, or just say hello to the gang. What's up, y'all? We got to get back into these hot topics. Ms. STL, you had something,
man,
I know you wanted to talk about.
So disrespectful. That's all I got to say, man. That shit over there, man, that makes me want to hit the bottle, like, you know what I'm saying? Dirty rats. You hear me? $1?
Oh, I know that is fucked up. See, you can't get off of that. I can't get off of that either. That is kind of fucked up.
We got a call, though.
Let's take that call.
All right, let's, you know, represent STL Stand Up 314. You're on the air with Truth Be Told. What's poppin'?
There ain't nothing popping. We just calling the show, my girl. AC. We hear you talking. This winning her sister. What's going on? I support all you guys. We've been listening from the time you've been on. So it's 100. Keep them topics popping. That's what's up. It's popping in STL, St. Louis. Everything y'all talking about is on point. You hear me? On point.
Right on.
So keep up, guys. You all are doing a good job. And just
thank you.
Appreciate that.
Tell a friend to tune on in. We here for you every Saturday. That's right. All right, now. Appreciate it.
All righty. Peace.
right. That's what's up, y'all. All right. We appreciate that. Our love nothing. Is always welcome here on Truth Be Told.
Girl, AC, baby, ain't nothing popping.
Hey, you got a popping.
No one's
that's
popping.
What's
don't
up.
Disrespect me. You hear me? Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
That's
anyway.
What's up. Yep.
Man.
Tune in and boss up. That's what's up.
Got a discussion over here. She said, I folks hey. You down the long way in so many words. I folks with you the long
yeah,
way,
yeah.
too. That's what's up.
That's what's yeah. up. Real talk. Shout out to y'all. Yeah. Weenie and a home girl.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So that's what's up. What's up? What are we talking about? Miss STL, you got
STL.
Something? I know
hey.
You
yeah, got some for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Such a hot topics we going into. Hey, I wanted to talk about the situation of the iPhone. The FBI called, everybody's familiar with the whole San Bernardino attack that happened recently. And FBI called on Apple to get into, like, create a back door to get into the owners of the iPhones that, you know, were involved in the San Bernardino issue. So they backed out, Apple backed out of it. They refused to do it, saying that they didn't want to mess with the encryption on the phone. But to me, Every system has a back door. Apple is too advanced not to have a back door function. They were saying
yeah.
that if they did mess with it, it would jeopardize anybody that has an iPhone. And I don't see how, because according to what I've been reading, the phones have separate encryptions for each individual phone. To me, everything has, you know what I'm saying, there's a way around it. You know what I'm saying? In this particular case, I feel like there's no way that Apple should have denied them access to being able to do that. And what they did was they outsourced and went to a third party to get into the phones, which ultimately they did end up getting into the phones. I didn't know that it has a feature on the iPhone that after 10 times putting in the incorrect passcode, it starts to delete data. So they had, after several times of trying to get into it so that they didn't take the chance of deleting data, they finally found, since Apple was unwilling to cooperate, a third party that got into the phone. So really, how hard was it that a third party was able to get into it but Apple didn't want to do it? I feel like everything has an exception. And for this particular case, I feel like that should have been an exception for this particular case. How do y'all feel about that?
It's like this with me. Well, you go. You want to say talk first, Mr. Tyron?
Yeah, quickly. It wasn't Apple. Apple didn't do it because they said it would be violating the rights of one of their people, you know what I'm saying, one of their customers. So if they do it one time, they're going to want them to do it for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, people are going to stop getting Apple because Apple's unlocking the phone for the feds. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. But with that same token, you know what I'm saying, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It kind of makes me feel like, okay, that's what's up. I fuck with somebody that's loyal to me like that. You know what I'm saying? So the FBI was going to get in it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Apple just was the one that wasn't going to do it because they've been violating their customers to break in, you know what I'm saying, access and information that they want. You know what I'm saying? So if I do it for them, you're going to come back with somebody else for me to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? So no. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying on that, you know.
That's on some mafioso type shit.
I do feel that. However, in this particular case, it's just like they find out what they want to, regardless. Just like the NSA can listen in on any phone call. They probably listen to our show every Saturday. We use too much.
They
we
do.
Talk about too much high profile shit and do too much motherfucking name dropping. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
but then it's
regardless.
Also like this.
What
it's
if
also
they
like
other
this,
things
though.
In there for future plans that they
but
could.
But that's what
could,
I'm saying, sis.
Right.
It's like this, though. What is it worth to you is the question. You see what I'm saying? So if I hold the fucking secret recipe to something, you think I'm just going to run around giving it away to niggas? No. This going to the highest bidder. I don't give a fuck if you is the FBI. Nigga, you want to know this? Just like you were just talking about, man, I just feel like they feel like they shit is sacred almost. You know what I'm saying? They like, no, we just not dropping it like that. We just
they
not going to.
What was,
What is it worth to you, goddamn me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like you were saying, they could be holding it for their own personal reasons or whatever. Well, that could be the case, but a motherfucker probably could get it for that right price. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you. Now, money talk. We was just saying
well,
that.
How hard was it when the third party so easily infiltrated it? Because they're in it. They in it now.
Well,
they just had a third party do it.
When it comes to the technology, there's always somebody out there that's smart enough to crack the code. You know what I'm saying? So
that's not
the problem.
It's to be
it's
expected.
Just the point of the problem of being loyal to the people that's spending money with you. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So you got to think about abusing the power of coming to you. Hey, we want you to open this up. Hey, we want you to open this up. Hey, this is a drug case. We want you to open this up. Man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
What can a hacker do with the information versus the FBI? Now, think about the level of the powers to be. Who has the power in their hand? Who's holding the power? Now, a little average motherfucker, yeah, he probably can wager it off, do something with it. But think about the FBI. They got, nigga, they top resources. You know what I'm saying? So what if they decided to do some shit, make a move, it's done. You know? So I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to protect their shit, their brand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
at
they
the end
are.
Of the day. And then, like you said, they protecting their customers. And I give them big ups to that because I appreciate if I was an Apple motherfucker,
right.
Fuck, I fuck with Android, but fuck the Apple. But I'm just saying, if I was a motherfucking iPhone user, I would. If I was an iPhone user, goddamn me, then I probably would be like, hey, man, I really appreciate y'all. I'd probably be writing them a letter like, fuck, man, I appreciate y'all protecting our fucking shit like that.
Because
individual phones have their own
encryption.
Well, no, I see what you're saying.
I mean,
they're all encrypted.
So if they can deter
three other instances of people getting hurt or being killed,
I mean,
if they can deter that, it is not worth it. It was not worth
but,
it.
But, I mean, look at it like this. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter.
Is it not worth it? But then, wait a minute. No, it's not worth it.
Wait.
It's not worth it.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you why it's not worth it. Because a couple lambs got to be sacrificed, nigga. So, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Oh, my God, really?
Go ahead.
I'm killing it. No, at the end of the day, this is all I wanted to say, you know, Ms. Estill. And you're talking about the different encryptions to different phones. Of course, it's going to be different encryptions. This is like fingerprints. It's different fingerprints for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But who holds the master key? The manufacturer of the merchandise, you know what I'm saying, Apple. So they can get into any phone that they want to because that's their product. You know what I'm saying? They have the master key to break into anybody's phone. But being a customer, not me, I'm like AC Baby, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an iPhone user, you know what I'm saying? But if I was convinced on a level like, damn, okay, I can fuck with Apple because, you know what I'm saying, they loyalty to my privacy, you know what I'm saying? They said
right.
The reason why we're not going to do it because we'll have to open, that would be violating trust of all our customers, you know what I'm saying? And that's real. I mean, I respect that to a point, but I guarantee you,
if it was something that affected Apple and they had to go into somebody's shit, they would give two fucks.
Because if we all had that power, we'd be the same damn way, right? If we were the owner of Apple, we'd be the same way.
I don't want to hear a thing. If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Right.
Well, to be told.
I mean, well, give me a drink, cause they in that motherfucker anyway, and how secure is it when the third party can get in a back door into your shit? How secure is it?
Man, motherfuckers watching and listening anyway.
They can crack into the government system. They can crack into anything. What are you talking about? You acting like somebody is always capable of doing this shit. Nine times out of ten, they probably work for them or their competitors. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So come on, let's stop talking like it's just, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can break it. It's people right now that can break into our phones. You know what I'm saying? Break into our phones. You know, sit them down around the wrong person, they go right into it as if. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
ain't nothing.
You don't want to see what's in my phone, but you can try to if you want to.
Nasty ass. He's a freak.
Don't be like that. Don't be like
that. Freak.
No, freak. No judge.
I ain't judging you, though. I ain't judging you.
I got love for Apple.
I don't know.
Don't do it.
Because you be saying some shit now.
Don't do it, though.
I do it. I do it.
No, go do it.
I mean, I feel like Apple stood their ground to the FBI, you know what I'm saying, the big bad bully.
Oh, yeah,
you know
hell yeah.
Saying? Stood their ground. Like, you're not finna strong arm us. You might as well take that elsewhere because we not open.
Right.
There's always a third party.
And that's some gangster shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's some gangster shit.
So, that's all the real shit.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Gotti, you know, the rest of soul. Gotti was
weak.
Make
man, shout out to Apple, dog. I might have to fuck with
them. Work
I do
weak.
Fuck with the Macintosh.
Third-party punks could come in and hack your shit and give them what they want. I strongly
there's always
hard, dog.
Anyway, moving forward, man, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing.
This nigga always want to move forward when he don't want to hear it. I'm just saying.
That's because
you
not the way you say it.
Obama-looking-ass nigga.
That's because, I mean, come on, man, stop. You know what I'm saying? You act like it's, I mean, they can break, if they can, like I said, if they can break into a government system, that people can break into anything. You acting like those Apple phones are stronger than the government system. I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? So, quit acting like you're brand new. That's basically what I'm saying.
I'm
like, oh, my God, how could they do it? Shit, come on, that's always somebody can come
I'm
in and break
saying,
into your
I,
shit.
I'm just saying, if I was Apple, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't want, like, no third party just coming along
they
and saying, oh, they wouldn't open it, they wouldn't give you the key, here go the key. You know what I'm saying?
They don't
saying?
Feel
like,
no type of
I mean,
way because
well,
they already
not
know
gonna
somebody's
give it away.
Capable
they ain't going to give it away.
They, right. they know there's somebody out there capable of doing it. It doesn't cease to amaze them. That's all they do is go back to the drawing board. They at the drawing board as we speak.
And that's the thing.
If a
motherfucker come up with it, being the fact that they are the source who created it, you see what I'm saying? They can always manipulate it. So you might have it, your little dumb ass, and then all I'm going to do is upgrade the motherfucker. So
right.
now I'm going to make it
yeah.
something greater.
Right.
So you can't
right.
keep up with me for real. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep
right.
up with me because I created it. I am the creator. That's just like God. That's just like people trying to compete with God. You can't keep up with me, little nigga. Sit down, nigga.
Shit.
You know?
You know, nothing is sacred no
here
more.
Here
goes
some
lunch.
Ah, nigga, sit your ass down, nigga. Here goes car. Ah, sit your ass down, nigga. Here come the bus. Ah, nigga, sit your stupid ass down. You can't compete with me, nigga. Sit the fuck down. That shit for real. That's the real shit, though, bro.
Oh, man.
You make
that shit
was makes sense, but you silly with that. That's how you
gonna
come
up
with
it. Nigga. That's how I
right.
had to, because, you know, God
yeah,
don't play no games.
Wow.
You don't know how God coming. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, little nigga. That's how I feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's myself included. Myself included. You know? Sit the fuck down. Jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Respect. That, for real. I'm sitting on a whole nother level. STL.
Me too, man.
That,
I'm sitting there smoking on
that
this
shit,
gas.
That shit makes me. That makes me proud. It makes me wanna go purchase me an iPhone. You know what I'm saying? So
I know.
Okay.
I just was thinking that, man. Let's fuck it. Let's just go
for
in
real.
Together, man. Let's just go in the store together.
Speaking of, man, even with the iPhone thing, they real popular lately because it's this lady, this nurse in upstate New York, you know what I'm saying, who just got caught using her iPhone to take pictures of an unconscious patient's penis as well as taking pictures of another nurse cleaning a female patient.
Wait, let's take this break first,
baby. Right.
Yeah, let's take this break first, and then we're finna talk about that. We gotta get back into that for sure.
We got like a minute.
Let's hold.
Wait a minute.
But we don't want to get all into it because you know that shit gonna get nasty. You know how shit get on. Truth be told, nigga, where we tell the truth. Yeah, it's gonna get. She called.
No way.
Hey, for shizzle, my nickel. For
shizzle,
my nickel. I keep it. Oh, yeah. You know me, man. Hey, we use no filter on this bitch. It goes down in the dim.
All guns, no teeth.
Hey, all guns, no teeth. Smiling on a nigga. Still rhyming on a nigga. On time, a little nigga. Because I'm shining, a nigga.
Hey, we finna.
Yeah.
You know what? Wow.
Hot topics, no filter. This shit goes down.
Make
truth be told, I love y'all, man.
Yeah,
hey, let's get into this Jay Sway, you know what I'm saying, how you feel. Baby feeling good over there.
Yeah, how the fuck you feel? How you feel?
I feel good. I feel good.
It's giddy.
How you feel, Miss Estia?
Ah, shit, I'm chilling. I'm still in awe about this. This is smash face back here with this tree. God and Mother Nature is amazing. I'm still figuring out.
Real. You say you only single cause nobody keeps it real. Real. Say you only single cause nobody keeps it real. So you better stack your paper up and count your dollar bill. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel. Girl, I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel. You say your heart is broken, it just needs some time to heal. Ain't looking for no relationship, just out here trying to cheer. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel. Girl, I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel. But worst of all is when a pigeon falls. Mrs. Too Slow on a text just to missing calls. Looking for Mr. Right like it's her missing dog. And how you find your Prince Charming without kissing frogs. Me, I'm too concerned with living long. Award show chilling with something appealing on. Yeah, riding around with the ceiling gone. City on my back, so when I'm on the road, I'm still at home. Whoever you compare me to, tsunami waves, I'm killing homes. Real talk, your favorite rapper, hardest made of silicone. Welcome to the jungle, I'm about to go gorilla mode. It's on your baby daddy, no umbilical.
You say you only single, cause nobody keeps it real. So you'd rather stack your paper up and count your dollar bill. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel, girl. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel. Your heart is broken, it just needs some time to heal. Ain't looking for no relationship, just out here trying to cheer. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel, girl. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel, girl. Girl, I know it's hard knowing everything you've done. Trying to live with the mistakes that come from being young and dumb. Shoulders, I feel like you're wasting time. But don't worry about tonight, cause I'm just trying to have some fun.
Hit him with the bass flow, cause nice guys finish last more than toes in a bad fold. So I ask, so when he do your bad, what you mad for? Ain't you getting what you asked for? I'ma show you what you had though, at the castle. All out of bag of chips and Tabasco. Getting like a plateau, cause my package is macro. Digging like a backhoe from the back row. So ain't no use in asking me my favorite color. Getting to know me is a joke. Wayans brothers, just know you make me wait and I'm gonna make you suffer. Giving you your just desserts, don't be late for supper. Cause everything the last one ever told me was a lie. Finding out made it easier to say goodbye. Now I got that algebraic state of mind. I see my ex and wonder why.
You say you only single cause nobody keeps it real. So you rather stack your paper up and count your dollar bill. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel. Girl, I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel. You say your heart is broken and just need some time to heal. Ain't looking for no relationship, just out here trying to cheer. I know just how you feel. Know just how you feel.
I know how you feel, baby.
Know just how you feel.
Cause every guy thinks he's the only. Every girl thinks she's the one. She only calls you when she's lonely. Only loves you when he.
Yeah.
Money on my mind, so I'm always on the run. Screaming cash over everything. And women over none.
Yeah.
Do you feel what I'm saying?
Hey.
Ladies all over the world.
Yeah, we like to party.
That's how you feel? Damn, that shit was hot. You are tuning in to Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, where it goes down. Well, only the truth is told. You can hit us up at 646-595-4038 and press 1 if y'all want to holler at us before we get about this thing. We got a little more time here. We got some hot topics going on. We had one in particular we was getting ready to go into, Ms. Estia. I'm going to touch on that because it was about to get nasty, so let's go ahead and open that up.
I just wanted to, this particular story just kind of caught my eyes. Upstate New York nurse, a very prominent hospital, was caught using her iPhone to take pictures of unconscious patient's penis, as well as a few other instances that they found in her phone. She was also taking pictures of nurses cleaning up patients and things of that nature and sending them to other coworkers. I think this is a gross misuse of conduct within a medical facility, and I hope they drill her ass under, because I think that, you know, I think I have family members and stuff, friends who are in the hospital and stuff, and I would not want them to be set the fuck out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what these people are doing with these pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once it's in the cloud, man, it's in the cloud. You know what I'm saying? There is no getting it back, no matter how quick you try to go back and erase things. Once they're out there, they're out there. And I just think that, you know, she needs to get the highest level of punishment for what she's done, because I was offended, and these not even my people, but if I can only imagine if they were my people, I'd be up in there John Q-ing that motherfucker like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
would you be John Q-ing over a dick picture, though, really?
Well, it's private.
I understand what you're saying. That is completely unprofessional, in the wrong environment. Yeah. That is not acceptable at all. You know what I'm saying? But look at it. The little bitch, she's a freaky little bitch. You know what I'm saying? She just don't need to be there. She just need to work somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the bitch need to be a photographer. I don't know. But it's definitely totally, it's totally unprofessional.
Okay, well, bitch, go snap nature. Don't be snapping my uncle's.
Right, right.
Privacy.
You don't know what she's doing
with the pictures, or the people that she's sending them to. What the fuck are they doing with the pictures? If you have a person that is exposed, which you are, when they're bathing you, you know what I'm saying. One of them, you lifting up the cover, he's unconscious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's you know what I'm saying, an invasion of privacy.
What'd you say, Mr. Comer?
Yeah. I mean, it's complete craziness all the way around. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely a violation of his privacy. Literally. know what I'm saying?
Of his privacy rights.
And,
literally.
Right.
And I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? She deserves a smack on the wrist. You know what I'm saying? I mean, something that's worthy. You know, it is a disrespectful. And you know what I'm saying? We all make our bids and we got to land that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And it just came to light, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I said, maybe the dude, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all was saying earlier, maybe he was blessed or maybe he had, you know what I'm saying? Shit, elephant balls, you know? Shit, I don't know. And don't give
yeah,
a fuck.
I think
but, I mean,
I think
she
couldn't believe
how
big his dick was. His dick must
right.
have been huge.
She, right, I guess, you know what I'm saying? And whatever floats her boat. But she got
yeah,
to deal with that
sick.
Shit now.
She definitely
the
sick.
She made. You know what I'm saying?
She definitely sick with it,
I mean,
though. That's
not
she cool.
She could have asked him. He probably would have flashed the shit.
He might have let him.
You know?
Yeah.
He was unconscious, though.
Man,
right,
I'm saying.
Right. That's what makes it unlawful.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She might have did a little more to it. Shit. Never know. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Hey. I think it was
gross misconduct, and me having to be on the hospital scene all the time dealing with my people, I would be fucking furious if somebody did that. Oh my God, it would be retarded.
All
right, like,
I mean,
y'all,
but it's, okay.
I'd be
but
like, can y'all bail me out?
One little bitch, though, I mean, you have her removed, you know, fuck the little bitch in her ass, send her to jail, it ain't nothing.
Hey, man, I got this story, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
you. Oh,
messing
on the way, dirty. Hey, baby. Yeah,
get
that shit off. I know you want to get it off.
Hey, man, this past Tuesday, Kim Michelle stopped by the Breakfast Club to promote her new EP, More Issues Than Vogue. But, you know what I'm saying, after Kay handled her business, she you know what I'm saying, she actually had a bone to pick with the Breakfast Club's co-host, Angela Yee. Previously on the previous show, Angela Yee did an interview with Mano and Soulja Boy where they said that Kay Michelle, some of her pussy stink, you know what I'm saying, I guess. In other words,
make a long story short,
goddamn it. Yeah, right. You know, her lady parts had an odor. Okay.
Shit.
So, you know what I'm saying, K. Michelle, you know what I'm saying, really, like, she, K. Michelle, her whole problem for what she said is she didn't have a problem with that being said. She had a problem with it, but she had a problem with Angela Yee kind of instigating the shit, because when the show was over, Angela Yee brought it back up, you know what I'm saying, and one of the two mm-hmm. said that they would still fuck Kate, you know what I'm saying, and then
look,
Angela Yee was like, dude,
dick
you're nasty, you know what I'm saying, you're nasty, you know what I'm saying, so that's what she caught offense to. She's like, damn, you're going to just, you know what I'm saying, come off like
damn,
that, you know I got a new EP coming off, you know, that could have fucked up my sale, you know what I'm saying. She's like, it's good, I have, you know what I'm saying, I had my drink, and you know what I'm saying, I'm still cashing checks. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know what I'm saying? It made a motherfucking problem.
She cried.
So, I mean,
but
shit,
you know what?
I
don't know. I don't know. Do you not jump stupid and do you act that calmly? Because if you jump up, a bitch may possibly discover that your pussy do stink. Or no, and no
hey.
Nothing against nothing
hey.
Against Kay. I'm throwing a hypothetical thing out there. I'm not saying that her pussy do stink, because I don't believe her pussy do stink. But then with that much
hey,
ass, I mean, who knows how much of, I don't know. That's her pussy.
That's
but I'm
crazy.
Just saying.
What y'all think? Man, fuck that. I bet. Man, juices and berries, baby. Juices and berries. I'm telling you.
You think
I
so?
I bet. Juices and berries. I bet.
K. Michelle, if you hearing us out there, we bet you to come on the Truth Be Told show so we can discover. I'm going
to
smell it. And
Tom
is going
to
smell
on,
it. And we going to figure out.
I'm going to let y'all investigate. I don't even look at her like that. I think she's a fantastic artist. She's awesome with what she does. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But, I mean, you know what? They keep saying this shit. They keep talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So,
you say they keep.
Yeah, because this is not the first time I've heard that her coochie stinks. You know what I'm saying? But it's nobody's business.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if it do stink, you know what I'm saying, you need to keep it to yourself. Why you keep exploiting it like that then? So why do so many people know that it stink?
But see, that was her problem, because she's saying Angela Yee kept instigating the shit, you know what I'm saying, kind of like, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, throwing salt in the womb in a sense, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I can see, you know what I'm saying, that people, that could fuck up her money, you know what I'm saying?
That's what she do, though.
So, she just came to
I mean, her vocals don't have nothing to do with if she got a little right down there. I mean, shit.
No,
all that gyrating that these motherfuckers, do around that stage and shit and all that, it ain't no telling what that shit be like by the end of the show. They know how much these motherfuckers' balls be after they get to hopping around that motherfucker. So, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, but at the end of the day, I bet
vocals.
You
still
everybody,
still an awesome
anybody
artist.
That still want to smash that ass again, you know what I'm saying, if they have. Shit.
Well,
something went wrong, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I mean, who comes out and just say that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't know.
None of us have hit it, so we don't even
know. No,
right.
None of us hit it. No.
Hey.
No.
Okay, you
oh, well,
still
maybe
awesome
some
artist.
Of us have hit it. I
get
don't know. Maybe.
Get your money. Don't give a fuck about what nobody got.
Yeah,
nobody got to say, because you know the truth. You the one to watch that motherfucker every day, so
man,
you know the truth. So
shit.
It shouldn't fucking hurt you.
Hey.
Fuck all that bullshit, man. Fuck hey, coochie.
I'm talking about my piece like that.
Stop. I'm not. Nah. I ain't got no problem with Kate Michelle. I love her songs, man. But
that's what
Miss FTL was just saying,
on,
man. It has nothing to do with her coochie. Has nothing to do with her voice. Like I don't have no opinion on her coochie at all.
Hey, fam got something they want to say again about this shit. Let's pick fam back up. You know what I'm saying? They press one again, so let's go ahead and see what they got to say. You hear me? 314, you back on the show.
Hey,
you back on the air.
You hello? You really a bitch. You know you're out working your kids at home. Wait a minute.
Oh my God!
Hey, maybe.
Yeah, they might have button down
on.
That
something
one. They might have button down that one.
Wait a minute!
No. That's a soap topic. Let's go.
Did we get
out?
Did we really just get a truth be told moment?
Oh yeah.
Hey man, we cut that shit off,
no,
man. We ain't gonna get it. We ain't
oh my god. Oh my god. No,
wow.
No, you're right about that, Mr.
Louis.
Timer.
So
that was
St.
a violation
Louis.
Of privacy, but we could have
yeah,
straight
so
played
St.
that
Louis.
Motherfucker. But you
yeah,
know what? We ain't that dirty.
No,
we
no,
could've
they doing our people like that. I'm saying
no,
don't run me out. Hey,
that's right.
That's just like that bullshit with little D'Angelo Russell videotaping Nick Young, you know, Swaggy Pete. Now, we ain't finna do that. She wasn't
no,
even looking. She wasn't even looking. She wasn't
right,
even
right.
looking.
That
we good.
Shit ain't right.
We good.
We gonna give him a
yeah.
fresh shot.
Hey, 314, you gotta hit one again, take that shit back and hit it again if you still got something you wanna say. Let's keep it moving, man.
Don't
man,
butt dial us no more with that bullshit.
Hey, man, I say, man. Man, fuck that, man. Even if it, hey, man, it's to each his own, man. I don't know. Who knows, man? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, do the pussies think or don't the pussies think? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
we don't know, man. We don't know, man. Shout out to K. Michelle, man.
To
baby.
Be
no
or not
disrespect
to be.
Disrespect on you. Man,
you hear me?
I don't even know.
Man, fuck that. She still can throw that. She still can hop up on anybody's shoulder, man. Fuck with. I ain't even trying to hear that shit. These niggas don't get a fuck. Shit, they licking the ass. They can eat some pussy if it got a little smell to it. They'll eat some. Fuck them.
You know, I don't want to talk about no stench now.
Right?
That shit's supposed to be like Aquafina.
Eat the booty like groceries. Yeah. What the fuck? I feel so violated standing. Oh, man. Ain't that motherfucker. Oh, man.
Mm.
Shit. Like motherfucker eating Susie
yeah.
doing shit. What the fuck? Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it. Man, man, I don't even know what to
it's
say.
It's live, man. This shit crazy. That's
I don't even know
wow.
what to say, man. Yeah. So
off
what y'all
the chain
think?
Moments, man.
We got a
Doopy Toll
moment before we go to this 520 or something? It's 420.
I know you do.
Break?
You got a five. You got a truth be told. You want to give it
I
to
know,
us.
I thought
I
about another
you.
One too earlier and shit. But I'm going to tell y'all this one truth be told moment, right? Back in the day, we was like in junior high, man. We playing, you know, since summer games, we used to have water gun fights, super soaker fights. You know, we ride even getting a little older, riding around in the car, you know, stopping the hood and wet them all fuck up in the summertime and shit. But anyway, we walking around and shit, throwing water balloons, having water balloon fight and shit. And one day, I missed everything that was in front of me. I'm talking about everything that was in front of me. So we walking home to take a break, you know, going home for lunch and shit. And it was this old lady over in our garden, doing our garden. And my pops like, man, you've been missing everything. I mean, you can't even hit that old lady over there in the garden. And I didn't think I was going to hit y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, man, fuck that. I was mad, too, because I was missing everything. I launched
that's
that motherfucker.
When you, that's when you hit it, when you mad.
Man, I launched that motherfucker like about 40 feet, 40 yards, no bullshit. It landed right
that's
on the top
crazy.
Of her ass. Wow. She said, oh, I'm calling the police. We took off. We got little. You hear me? We got little. But it seemed like the motherfucker was running in slow motion, man. You know what I'm saying? My truth be told, man, I was off all day to man, you know what I'm saying? That one I didn't think I was going to hit, man. Man, I hit that old lady with that water balloon. I still feel bad about that shit. I didn't think I was going to hit. I shouldn't have threw it anyway because it could have started her. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Give her an official apology on the earth, sir.
Man, shit, that was about 20-something years ago. I can't, yeah, you know, so
you
I,
still
God,
need
God,
to apologize.
I've spoke to God about it, you know what I'm saying? We,
oh,
we right.
Okay.
We right, right. You know what I'm saying? Because,
I,
you
right.
know what I'm saying, I didn't
I
mean to.
Right.
I shouldn't have never, like I said, I shouldn't have never threw it, you know what I'm saying? But I launched that motherfucker, it hit a smack dab on her ass, and you can hear that shit. Blah! You hear me? All that water just was out there trying to do our God. That was terrible. Terrible. I feel so bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grandparent's baby, so you know I feel bad. I know better. You know what I'm saying? What if that was my grandma? I'd be mad as a motherfucker. You hear me? That was terrible.
Ready to fight.
Terrible. Man, truth be told moment, man. I always got these stories,
wow.
man. Just, hey, walk, take a walk down memory lane. Truth be told. I mean, goddamn me. Damn, can I live? I'm just, hey, we family.
Right.
We can talk,
I
right? You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
better than the pop story, right? It's better than the pop story.
It
yeah,
is.
Give me that
it
right.
Is. That pop story, it really had me, gave me nightmares.
Right, that's like,
I think
that was
that
one of them. You can't never come on. You can't never go in my kitchen, nigga. You know, you need some.
Nah,
I got
yeah,
you.
I was looking at you different, nigga. I was just like, this nigga.
You hear me? I would too. Shit. That was horrible. I think about that shit now. I'm like, damn, what was we thinking? That is so, because I have
I know,
a man,
man
I ain't ready to kill him.
My
play my Hey, play with my
man,
pool.
Man, that could have fucked her up, scarred her for life, man. What is she like today?
She was already fucked up. It's all good. Ask Miss Santana.
But is she fucked
her
up today?
Hell no.
This nigga said she was already fucked up. He could have fucked her up. He could have very, his booger just very well fucked her up.
It's 420 somewhere, y'all. It's 420 somewhere.
Let's get into this Lydia Caesar.
You fucked up,
man. Lex. Ooh, remix. Ooh. Hey, man. Ooh. I was young.
Yeah, that's fucked up, bro.
It is fucked up, baby.
Lydia Caesar. Got a remix for ya. Yeah. Every time you come around, I get so lifted. Ooh, 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 ooh. Got to admit, I'm addicted. Ooh, 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 ooh. Cause you like a hit of the best lit. Boy, you got that ooh, 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 ooh. When I need a fix, you pull out some tricks. And I be like, ooh, 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 ooh. My man, he got the golden gloves, the Midas touch. Loving like, ooh, he know I can never get enough. My favorite drug, overdosing on you. Cause men, I want no ordinary love. Oh, no. I went and found my diamond in the rough. Now he's mine. He ain't flawless and I love him either way. And I know to make him feel some type of way. Euphoria, I want more, yeah. Baby, take me
every
higher.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted, yeah.
Got to admit, I'm addicted, baby. For a sweet lips, the way we kiss, body like ooh, strung out on his fingertips, with every grip I fall deeper into you. Cause men, I want no ordinary love. Oh no, I went and found my diamond in the rough. Now he's mine. He ain't flawless and I love him either way. And I know to make him feel some type of way.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Bounce with. Hey, truth be told, we're back on the one and only Dollhouse Radio with your girl Golden Baby, Mr. Time, the real Mr. Time and Miss STL, man. It's been a ball today. We still live at 646-595-4038. Press one if you want to holler. We got a couple more minutes in the booth. What's up with y'all?
No motion. I want some tattoos. I said I wanted some before the summer. I need about three.
Tatted up. She getting tatted up. What's up with you?
Shit.
I'm trying to fly around the globe for the summer. Shit.
Man, I got my eyes set on these kicks. I'm finna order. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
I ain't finna
well, you just better make sure
kid.
You. Okay, well, you better order your girl a pair, because you know how we do it.
Hey,
I got your little,
get
your little retarded echo over here, your twin.
Hey, I know I should. I'm normally grabbing some authentics, you know what I'm saying? But I'm finna I'm finna give me some another type of authentics, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not finna get a name until I get them. Then I'll tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? But
right, because everybody will be jumping online. He finna get a what? Oh, here they go, here they go.
Everybody going to have them. You know I was back in the day going to Saints. Everybody got on the same kind of shoes and shit walking around that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got on some Hirashis or some you know what I'm saying, some Air Max, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Air Max, it was rare. You know, there's so many different pair of Air Max, it was rare you see the same ones. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
on right. Hirashis, hey, them Hirashis.
Man, I love them Hirashis, man.
I did too. I was saying.
Even
I like exclusive
Hirashi.
Shit, though. I like shit people don't be wanting to buy and
damn
shit,
right.
You know what I'm saying? shit people right. don't be buying. I be trying to watch and see what a motherfucker everybody be going about.
Trend,
like, nope, no, I ain't getting
too.
That one. You know what I'm saying? But that's
fuck,
what's
fuck
up,
dressing
man.
Like everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I'm not shopping.
Exclusive.
You shop. And I ain't going to tell you where I shop. I'm going to find you rude as hell if you ask me, because it's rude to ask. Where you shop? Where you get that from? Nah, motherfucker,
yeah.
find it.
Oh, niggas do that, though. They do that, though. They do that every day, though.
Get that from. Then you see that motherfucker. That's, you see a motherfucker with the same shit you got. Man, fuck that. Get your ass
motherfucker
off.
Won't even. Have you noticed that? Black people won't even say hello if they like something you wearing. They say, where you get that from?
They hit you with that bullshit. They hit you with that bullshit. Oh, you think you look good. Nah, bitch, you think I look good. Thank you.
Right.
You know
I wish a motherfucker, no, they don't. I wish a motherfucker would walk up to me and say, you think you look good. I'm going to say, what, bitch? The fuck
right.
you just
exactly.
say to me, yo?
Really,
I must look good to you. You had to say
nah,
that, motherfucker. Nah, ain't no bitch going to never say no shit like that to me. I promise you. Now,
what
a motherfucker
really
may walk up
is,
to me and say, where you got them? Where did you get those? Those are really nice. Where did you get the bitch? Know how to approach me. You know, everybody look approachable to us. Everybody looks some type of approachable. You know what I'm saying? That means people can see from afar, okay, how I need to deal with this bitch. If you see a big, buck, muscular-ass, dark-skinned brother with his arms out and shit, and that nigga got his eyes squinted, and he look mean, and that nigga thugging, you better not approach that nigga with no, you think you look good, huh? Y'all, nigga, what, nigga? Boom. Wish the fuck you would, Debo, nigga.
But you know, usually shit like that happens. It's family that do you like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, every
yeah,
now and then you run across a motherfucker. You run across a motherfucker every now and then bold enough to step across that line, or at least step on the bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho, I don't want to get long-winded, you know. Shit, we ain't doing no OTO, are we? Shit.
Man, nigga finna cook some fish and greens over here. I'm finna get some fish.
You know, wait, man, we coming over.
Cornbread, nigga. Ooh, some homemade macaroni and cheese, nigga.
Ooh. Hey, man, we running out of time. That shit sound good.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
It do sound good, man. I'm hungry as fuck.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Man, we back next week, though, as always, you know.
You know.
Can't wait. Shit.
Is it a Miss STL week?
Yeah.
STL up the bat, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
STL up the bat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just make it do what it do. And
so,
shout out to everybody that had the opportunity to tune in with us today, because as I say, without you, there is no us. We do this for you, baby.
Everyone, folks.
Ain't no doubt about it. No doubt about it. We appreciate y'all tuning in. It's been a hell of a night.
Right.
Yes, boss lady,
like boss lady came.
The
phantom came through. You know what I'm saying? That was
mm-hmm.
I'm still checking in my boots over this motherfucker.
We got the STL showing love to the baby today, and they called back on some craziness, but we still appreciate the love. Don't know what was going on, but we praying that everything was all right on y'all end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody else steady jamming with us, man. We appreciate that shit, man. For real.
It was having
appreciate
a discussion.
Everybody for rocking with us.
It was a discussion.
Yeah.
It was a discussion. They was listening to each other. Hey, we up out of here? We gone.
Yeah, we out.
Oh, yeah. I'm gone.
Yeah, we out the same, dude.
Critical pound for
critical,
pound.
Nigga.
See y'all next week. Dolls Radio.
Yeah. Truth be told.
Dollhouse.
Yeah, baby.
His professional record, a perfect one. Three-time welterweight world champion and former super welterweight champion of the world, Floyd Money. The river will be. Won't stop till I'm the champion.
like me, good vodka pure. Only one time I dropped to the floor, got right back up and rocked the jaw. No scratches, no bruises. Your wife be like, please don't do this. Hates to watch when a man loses, making moves like Vancouver. Car crash in the sex, spin them bars, blast in the sex. At the bar, cashing a check, got them Char Jacks on deck. Yeah, these bitches act like it's Star Search. People putting their car first. Everything I got, I pay for through dedication and hard work.
Venomous, and I'm tuning in with Truth Be Told radio show on Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you check it. You are with
Christian ministers, I often tell them you have to change these pictures. They say it don't matter.
that? Why do you think the European went around the world and systematically altered the image of Christ in every major cathedral, every major church, every corner of the globe? Because it is difficult to oppress a people whose image of the God doesn't look like the oppressor. But when God and the oppressor look one in the same, then the people will come to believe that the oppression was ordained by God.
Everything I'm taught, and I don't know the truth, so believe in shit. I'm served by my ways, and I took them all in.